guys. My name's Big Chungus, and today at Diners, Drives, and Dives, we're going to eat... Pino! Turn up Persona! You're not allowed to play video games, I told you!
I told you, implying this has happened multiple times.
I won't play my Japanese anime games!
No, you cannot! It's Christmas time, spend time with your family, with your mom and me! Come on!
With your mom and me!
That's our snack food!
That's our snack food!
You know what, I'm actually, like, out of snack food. No, wait, I think I still have some goldfish.
Pino, please spend time with your mother and me.
Where did I put my goldfish? I know I
have. No, stop!
The true meaning of Christmas.
I've located the goldfish.
In Persona. Leave me alone. I'm gonna play a song.
Christmas time is here.
Welcome,
happiness
everyone,
and cheer
to the Christmas special of the Funky Anime Podcast.
He's really committed to the joke.
Today, we watched a very good anime, and everyone should watch it.
Does he, like, have this memorized? Like, he's doing a good job.
I have it memorized, and we watched A Charlie Brown Christmas.
So guys, let's start with the OP.
No, first.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane.
Oh god, I messed up the lyrics.
You're so close. Well, welcome to Funky Anime Podcast Christmas special.
Yay, Christmas special.
Celebrate Christmas.
Or our holiday special.
Pino, what do you celebrate?
I celebrate Hawaii.
I should have known.
You gotta cut that out.
Fucking answer.
No, I can't. So, guess what, fam? We watched... Well, first off, we're the Funky Anime Podcast. The person sitting behind the psychiatrist bench... Well, that's Garf.
Okay.
Is he the psychiatrist?
Listen... How much is this going to cost?
Oh, I see.
I have depression.
You can't say that!
The actual psychiatrist. Well, that's fine.
You're afraid of cats. You have cataphobia.
No. No, you mean catatonic.
Catastrophic.
Yeah.
Give me
that's
my five
what this
nickels.
Episode is.
Give me my five nickels.
Nickel.
And then the psychiatrist bench itself. Well, that's me, Chuck.
You getting sat on?
Sit on me.
That's my phone. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Well, how do you say it in Spanish? Feliz Navidad. I only know the song. I don't actually know how to
Feliz
say it.
Feliz Navidad. It's Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Yes, Santa. Okay, Santa. I'll be there by the 24th. You know, don't worry. I'll be in time. Okay, see you later. Bye.
Don't worry.
It's my part-time gig. I picked up a job for a guy named Santa.
As you do.
Yeah.
You
know, I dress up like a little holiday elf, shopping, you know.
You're the right size for it.
What the fuck is happening?
No, shut up. We watched A Charlie Brown Christmas for our little Christmas special.
Yay.
Hope you guys... Our surprise that we dropped a little something the day early. It's a present.
Wait a second. This isn't Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann.
Yeah, because that's coming out tomorrow.
What?
Yeah. When this is being released.
Assuming Chuck remembers.
Oof, we don't know if that happens, but fingers crossed, right, fam? But yeah, so we watched a good old Charlie Brown Christmas. just because we wanted to get into the holiday spirit of capitalism.
Dude, yeah. Okay. We're getting into the real talk early. So this was propaganda.
This was communist
propaganda. This had
propaganda.
An agenda. Like, this shit was fucking... It was a half a century ahead of its time.
Wait, before we jump into it, we didn't even ask our first impression.
Guys, what was your first impressions of a Charlie Brown Christmas release in 1965?
So,
by Charles Schulz.
I didn't own a TV, so I had to read this book instead. And okay. I realized there
was
a
book. Did you like the manga?
Yeah, I liked the manga.
The manga was really good. And I'll actually give you some background about the manga. Sure. It was actually started releasing in 1950 in the United Feature Syndicate. No, that's not right. That's just... no, that is an editorial comic in a comic strip newspaper syndication. Nice. Yes, and also it was published by Sony Music Japan, apparently. So that's fun. but yeah.
Fucking Sony even had their grubby hands in this. This wholesome
Peanuts,
piece of propaganda.
No. Peanuts is a comic strip made by Charles M. Schulz, which has been since concluded in 2000 because he died. Sorry. Charles Schulz sadly passed away in 2000, so they obviously finished, but they still rerun all the comics because there's about 50 years worth of comics.
Whoa, that's as long as One Piece. Wait, no, it's not. Not yet, that
it's
is.
It's a bit longer.
But, like, how did this catch on? How did this movie catch on? Because I've seen it. My grandma even quoted it just not long ago. She was talking about the tree at the end. And
she
when
said
they
Charlie
put the ornament
Brown.
On it, and it falls over. And she has a tree that she compared to that. And so it's popular.
And then
like, I think everyone
50,
in
yeah.
the United
that.
States
almost,
culture.
Almost, yeah. A lot of, because it airs every.
Because yeah. I've seen it.
It's on ABC.
Yeah. Yeah, every time. ABC, you should sponsor us.
Yeah. ABC,
I don't think
give us
ABC
a podcast.
Is gonna sponsor us. No.
ABC could.
That
you
would
never
be
know.
Disastrous.
Hey, you never know. We'll make it on ABC.
They could call us the Goldbergs. Wait, no.
Ah, they could call us the Goldbergs.
They could
too.
Call us the Big Bang Theory.
They could call us the Big Stink.
They could call us what's another ABC show? They could call us Mickey Mouse.
Uh huh. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell you about it. So, Charlie Brown Christmas was made it was released in 1965.
Yep.
And
classic.
It was that was when it was first released on television.
He's fancy.
Released
He's
on television.
Classique.
It's classic.
Yeah. So what happened was this. No, never mind. I've lied to you. I had a webpage open.
Now that's a booty.
Told me all about it. Wait a second. There aren't any boobies in Charlie Brown.
That's right. I said booty.
There are no booty in Charlie Brown.
No, they're wearing booties. Little boots.
Booties? Okay, so I'll tell you. No, this is the wrong one, too. What?
So unprofessional. I'm leaving the podcast forever.
Guys, this is the last episode of the podcast.
I can't believe Charlie Brown broke the podcast with his depression.
No, so they had 6 months to do the entire special, which is about 30 minutes long. And they finished it with 10 days to spare.
Yeah, they were cut super short.
Wow.
They were cut like a parked car.
Sound weird, like... Can't finish that.
Don't tell me.
Shout
outs
to my boy Childish.
Shout out. If Donald Glover listens to this podcast, we'd gladly have you on.
Yeah, you can come on.
Oh, yeah, if Childish Gambino, homegirls drop it like the nut check.
Homegirls drop it like a parked car.
Shout outs to Siva Gunner.
Okay,
Siva,
we're done.
Everybody from Siva can join.
So, Charlie Brown Christmas started as a Coke commercial, actually. Like a special to promote Coke.
Uh-huh. Oh, but there was no Coke in this movie.
Yes.
That's why it's propaganda. It was funded by Coca-Cola. the Coca-Cola had an agenda.
Yeah, so it was a half-hour Charlie Brown Christmas special for the Coca-Cola company. So I don't know how they sold. They probably had all like the rights to like use the characters in promotion and whatnot. So that's probably how they got it. But
that's overall, where it is. I see. That's weird.
CBS and Coca-Cola gave them $76,000 to produce this piece of media.
I guess in 1965 money, that might be better, but it's not a whole lot of money.
This is better than Toei.
Yeah. It has a higher budget than Dragon Ball Super did.
Oh. That one frame in like episode 5 or whatever of Super Saiyan 3 Goku, or he just looks like a monkey.
Where is he turning around?
Yeah,
I like that one.
Like a monkey.
Yeah, it's so funny because this was produced in such a short time, and they were just like, it's gonna be a flop. We'll show it, but they're never gonna get it. But literally half the country watched Charlie Brown Christmas. Like when it aired on that fateful Christmas day, it pulled in half of all households.
Wow.
15 million people.
That's a lot.
That's 15 it's million
more than the
people.
Fingers on my hand.
Yeah. But you know what?
What?
You know what?
What?
You know what?
What?
Let's talk about it.
Oh,
it's propaganda.
How do we feel about the plot?
Well,
tell us about it.
Well, I mean, we got to tell what the plot is. We start off with Charlie Brown being kind of sad about stuff with his best buddy Linus.
Dude, it fucking started so depressed, right? That's the thing that immediately, like, was amazing to me, that it was from 1965, and it was like, yep, this is, like, the shit we joke about now, where he's just like, the first like, word out of his mouth is like, man, I'm depressed.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a big mood, buddy.
He's just like, I don't know. It's I'm supposed to be happy, but I'm not. And then Linus is like, maybe Lucy's right. Out of all the Charlie Browns in the world, you're the Charlie Browniest.
Dude, that's not nice.
I'm like,
And maybe he's kind of a piece of shit on TV. Right? Is the thing is that like everyone's kind of mean to him because he's kind of a fucking dick.
Charlie Brown's not a meanie.
He's not a meanie. He's a green.
No, he's just trying to be involved.
Did you hear him as the producer? Did you hear him as the producer?
Well, he had to.
He's got to produce.
Come on, he's got to be like.
What is he paying them for? Wait, okay, he's not paying them, but what is he doing? What is he producing for?
He's not getting paid, so like he has to yell. He's got to be like.
I don't get it.
That's
man.
It. Yeah. So what happened? Charlie Brown talks about being sad. He didn't get anything, and then he goes to his psychiatrist, Lucy, and she's like, "I want money." Actually, JK, I want real estate. And then she tells him about fears. And she's like, "Go direct our thing." So then he went, and then they're like, "Charlie Brown, you should get a Christmas tree."
Then there was a dance number.
And then they got a Christmas tree.
Stop. Then they sang.
And then they fixed the Christmas
tree.
Stop.
Then they talked about Beethoven.
What's so good? He was never on a bubblegum card.
That part was funny. What's so great about Mozart?
And it's like, bong. Play Jingle Bells.
Dude, that was just it's so funny to me.
Don't you know?
It's so gosh darn funny to me that... There's an NSP song that is the same joke.
Yes.
Those are the only two things I know that have used that joke, where they just switch the instrument and it's like, haha, that's the joke.
It happens.
What I find like amazing is the fact that as a kid I'd watch this and I'm like, hey, I like this. And then as an adult, I'm like, wow, this story is what is so disjointed. It's
yeah
it's so absolutely. Odd to me. I'm just like, okay, he's sad, let's follow his sadness, like, no
and then he immediately gets thrown to be a director, like whoa, we're going way too fast
here. And then it's like, okay, well, we don't want you here, buy a tree.
Well, then again, most Charlie Brown specials, especially the ones of like this time, they're very cut like that. Like, there's not a whole lot of continuity between like stories. It's just like tiny snippet.
Yeah.
Like, I watched the...
It's a little surreal.
Yeah, I watched It's Christmas Time Again, Charlie Brown, because I have a lot of nostalgia for that one as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. Hockey stick! But it was, like, the same deal. Like, just cut little tiny snippets of, like, story.
Mm.
And so it's just like, you know, Charlie Brown, you gotta do it.
Charlie Brown, you need to get a job. Own a business.
Get a job. Yeah, look at that psychiatrist. Like, even if it is kind of a joke, like, she's still getting 5 cents out of it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, in 1965.
Now, why don't you try hitting clearly smart.
Yeah, why don't you try and kick football? Yeah, we didn't get to see the iconic football kick.
I know. That wasn't disappointed. This is going to affect my rating.
Yeah, this is going to affect my rating greatly. It wasn't until
it wasn't until
1966. It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. That's when it first appeared.
That's just trivia for you.
So my
today's trivia.
Mhm. Good.
Can we move on?
Welcome.
It's good.
What are we going to talk? Let's
talk about the characters.
Yeah.
There was an absence of Peppermint Patty.
Peppermint Patty was not in this, and this will affect my rating.
Yes, this effect. And there was no Marcy. There was no Marcy either to call Peppermint Patty.
There was Amazon review.
Marcy. Yeah, I you know, it's just the first of its kind. It was rushed. They didn't have a lot of time to do it. They had a small animation company, and they couldn't include everyone that they probably wanted to. And that happens.
It's true.
And you know what? I'm okay with it. They had your bunch of dancing background characters.
I mean, they did have Pigpen, so I'm fine with that.
They did have Pigpen, and they had Charlie Brown. And then they also had Pigpen. Okay, that's kind of aggressive. Nice, man.
That's toxic. It's the holidays.
Why is he smelly? Do we know why?
Because he's dirt. Yeah.
What do you mean? Is he like sentient dirt?
He just hasn't showered.
Yeah,
I remember there was an episode or like a movie where he gets clean and then he gets dirty again.
Is his family like beating him?
Carl,
what's going on?
What if he just doesn't have enough? He's a working class, you know. Actually, yeah, I don't want to offend the working class.
He seems to be the only person. About. That he cannot stay clean.
I mean, kids. Apparently. Some kids aren't the cleanest. Let's be real.
Yeah, I mean, kids are just always sticky.
I'm sticky.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm sticky, icky. Up.
Icky, Vicky.
You know, so icky. I'm gonna sing the rest of the song as Chip Skylark. Hey, Vicky. Thank you, everyone.
What?
For coming to my good show.
What? What was that? Who's Chip Skylark?
Oh, no.
It's Chip Skylark, teen pop sensation, along with Brittany.
Who?
You lost him.
Okay, so there's Linus. He sucks his thumb, and he gives a Jesus speech 3/4 of the way through the movie, or special. He's like, it's not about giving. You should say hi. And that's what he said. Hi. What else? There was Lucy.
There's Lucy.
Lucy was there.
Oh, yeah, we're going over the characters. I forgot where we were.
God, you're a stinko.
I like Lucy. She's a woman who knows when she's being offended.
I love Lucy.
I know when I'm being insulted.
I know when I'm being insulted. I'm beautiful, aren't I? You took too long. You had to think about it.
That was probably my favorite scene in the entire movie.
Absolutely.
I wanted to say that the writing is very good. You know,
the writing
it's very simple, and it's just like punchline.
Yeah.
And then there's Snoopy.
Well, it's kind of like, yeah, Snoopy is the best character.
Dude, Snoopy's a big old mood.
And he says moo.
I like, lost my shit when Snoopy mooed. Because he hadn't made a sound except like munching on some bones. He hadn't made a sound. and then I hear out of his mouth, bah!
And then he does all the shit. Animal noises. Yeah.
Yeah, and he does the penguin where he just slaps the floor.
I didn't even see the part where he did the penguin thing because I was laughing so hard that I like was like leaned back laughing.
And then there's just a bunch of other characters like
Schrodinger.
No, that's not his name. Wait a second.
Schrodinger's cat.
Meow.
Where's my cat?
It's Schrodinger, right? Him. No, it's
I'm
Schroeder.
I'm looking it up now. Shrouder.
Shredder. From Schroeder? The Teen Titans. No, from the Teenage Mutant Ninja
Wait
Turtles.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, there you are. You were just napping on my bed.
Here's a Shrouder. And he likes Beethoven. Oh my God! Why does he have a 3-paragraph history?
Because he's important,
oh my
dude.
God.
And Wikipedia.
Because he's
what
important.
The hell?
Have you not? Do you not know the magic of the piano?
Cat
man?
Has been acquired.
Sing us a song.
He.
You're the
he
piano
has,
man.
He has 8 paragraphs under relationship with Lucy Van Pelt.
Oh my God!
Hell?
There's so much lore.
Well,
guys,
it is 50
are
years
we gonna
old.
Have
there's
to start
so
learning
lore.
About the Peanuts extended cinematic universe?
Yeah. Yes, it's called the PU, the Peanuts Universe.
Charlie Brown's over here. Scuttlebug has a home.
The PU?
Charlie Brown has a home.
Yeah, so Charlie Brown did that. Let's talk about the animation now, because, that was... There's some. You could definitely tell they were cutting some cost in corners.
So I think they encapsulated the whole winter aspect. Anytime they were outside, anytime I go outside, it's kind of gray or kind of purplish from the sky, dark colors. So I was fine with that.
I have something to say.
What's up?
Okay. You're not allowed to speak because you live in tropical
Florida.
Areas.
The animation didn't bug me that much because I'm used to really high quality YouTube fan videos. So I just kind of associated it with an amateur project done really well. And
well, I don't have an issue with it. Like, I'm not like, oh, this is garbage.
It's clearly cheap, but maybe that's the best they could do.
Well, that is what the best they could do. They took a lot of Hanna-Barbera tricks, like repeating backgrounds, walk cycles, repeating stuff like that. So they could just, cut costs so because they're doing cell animation still at this point, so they can't
an interesting
do a lot.
Story.
Yeah, I kept that in mind too, that they probably had to like take a picture of
thank
each
you.
One
thank
so
you
like
for laughing.
Sometimes
no
one light in a frame will just in a loop will be brighter than the other and it's super weird.
I want to ask, what was your favorite scene in this little clip movie special?
Like I mentioned before, I love the fact that she was offended when Charlie Brown didn't answer if she was pretty or not.
Well, yeah,
I lost my
brain.
Yeah,
she knows when
she's being
insulted.
Knows
when she's being insulted. Yeah. You want a girl who knows when she's being insulted.
I know nobody likes me. Why do we have to have a holiday season to emphasize
that? Was really funny.
That was that hit home. That was like, oof,
that was
guys.
Fucked up.
It's there's a lot of good.
What is it you really
like,
want?
You,
real estate.
Hmm? Yeah.
It's free real estate.
You know what I want?
Real estate. Yo, why is she so interested in real estate? So
it's so funny. It's perfect. It's phenomenal.
It's just, all I can think of is, it's free real estate. And
it's
it makes
iconic.
Me laugh. I, that's another one. I laughed out loud at that. Because I just didn't see that coming.
I always, whenever I hear about like the Charlie Brown Christmas, I think of two things. One, I think of like the small dopey tree that I actually own. I own one of those.
Charlie's
those
awesome.
Little string trees. No, it's Chuck.
It's Chuck. Peppermint Patty wasn't there to call him Chuck.
I know. But guess what, guys? This is the first official episode of the Chuck Cast because we're talking about Chuck.
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 I don't
Chuck.
Get it.
We're talking about Chuck here at Chuck, Chuck. Cast.
Chuck.
Man, I'm glad that you like that joke, too.
It's... I made the joke, so good. So we have I think of the Christmas tree, and I think of the skating at the beginning.
Yeah, I remember the skating very clearly.
Where they skate. And that's just always like, oh. And they're like, Christmas time is here.
I like when they dance and do the little ha-has. Twice.
What are you singing? It sounds familiar. Oh, you're singing that.
Yeah, it's called Linus and Lucy, which actually, fun fact, Charles, it's not Charles, is it?
Charles Marnet.
Hey,
it's a mean
no. Yeah, Charles Schultz, he... didn't actually pick the music for it and was like, And when he was interviewed after it was made, he's like, I hate jazz. And I'm like, oh. And I just think it's very funny that's one of the most iconic parts of this is like the music. Like, I listened to like that soundtrack. Like,
yeah, whenever every Christmas. I was trying to find out how to legally obtain a way to watch this show, I saw a lot of places where it was advertising just the soundtrack. So
it's really good.
It's a like common thing.
Like Lydus and Lucy, the song that like we sing, that we're like, da, 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 that is so iconic to me, and I always think about it. It's so good.
Yeah.
I love it.
It has like a ragtime progression or something.
Absolutely. Something. It's got things.
I've been learning moments. About cadences.
Wow. But... you know, I enjoy it.
Yeah, I had a good time. I didn't expect to have this much fun with it. I was amazed because I was laughing so hard at the modern day ironic comedy. You know, like it's free real estate, like shit like that. How it's just a meme. The show is a meme, and he's just obsessed about depression, and he eats the snowflake, and he's like, need sugar. Like, that is so appropriate for today's culture.
It's real fun.
It is just so bizarre to me.
Let's see. What else is there? This is
ridiculous. How am I supposed to memorize this? Why should I be put through such agony?
Me, all the time. That
is modern day shit right there. And like, each frame, it's just such a mood, right? You just screenshot anything, and it's mood.
Hey, thanks for the Christmas card.
Yeah, don't you understand sarcasm?
Yeah, didn't you get sarcasm? I fucking love it so much.
The frame with the hat, where he has the hat on, and he's like really frowning.
That's him.
It's so
guys,
funny.
I just really enjoy this. I feel like a deep nostalgia.
Yeah, I didn't expect to feel so nostalgic, but I did.
Well, then again, it's like baked into our minds as like Americans because it's on every year, and you're just like, oh, it's Charlie Brown. I gotta watch it, and it's short, and you're just like, damn, that was fun, and then you just like don't watch it for another year.
We watched
like,
the Grinch again.
Like
I'm gonna watch Grinch 2000.
I'm convinced this director is a genius.
The writing was all by Charles.
Yeah, but the way everything's cut.
Like, produced or directed? Well, they're both directed. Same guy. It's Bill Melendez.
The way it was directed.
Yeah, Bill Melendez.
It seems like Bill? A genius, did it?
Melendez?
Bill!
What did he do?
Yeah, it's Bill Melendez.
Did he go on to do, like, The Matrix or something?
No, I think he died.
Wow.
Well, he died in 2008, but let's see what he
did. So this was his magnum opus.
I think he just did... He did... Oh, he did. He did some Garfield specials.
Oh, in 1965, that would be pretty good.
He did Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman. Oh, that's another and he super did, iconic one.
He did almost all of the, not all of them, but a lot of the Charlie Brown specials.
Uh huh.
That's great.
And then he did. Two Garfield animated specials and then Frosty Returns, and then he died in 2008, sadly. And he actually
so
did the voices.
That was recent that he died. Okay, so he lived another 40 years.
Uh-huh. He actually is the person who did the voices for Woodstock and Snoopy.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, so
even years
when
later?
Yeah, so even now, like, you know, the new Peanuts movie that was released, I think, in 2016, 2015,
uh-huh.
His, like, the noises are still those same ones that they recorded.
Dude, his grandkids are going to be getting royalties from that.
Oh, they do. They is. They be. And it's just good. I don't know. They're doing good. And then, I don't know. I just enjoy it a lot. I don't know what else to say besides it's just a lot of fun, and it's short and sweet, and it's great. And then they sing a lot, and I'm like, oh, it's time to sing.
Wow.
Yeah. Is that it? Do we have anything else to talk about?
Nope. I totally spaced out, as we often do on this podcast.
As you do.
I'm recording! Who's he yelling at?
Guys, don't forget that this holiday season, hang with your family, be with your friends, and remember that love your family.
Is he yelling at his sister?
Treat everyone with respect.
No, you chungus.
You chungus?
No.
Merry Christmas. Remember the most important.
Merry Christmas.
The most important time of the year. Thank you. Welcome back, Chuck.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Chuck.
Yeah?
Who the fuck were you yelling at?
That was my sister.
Okay, I thought it was your sister. If it's your sister, it's fine.
She's a chungus.
I can't believe you called your sister a chungus. Please leave all of that in. Please, I beg of you.
I can't. Merry Christmas, everyone.
It was so funny.
But yeah, I want to wish y'all Merry Christmas because it's coming out the 25th. But also, if you're just having a good time.
Guys, we forgot about one segment.
We're not doing that segment.
Yeah, no, there's not enough here.
What do you mean?
I chose one. Have we skipped Best Girl before? I think we did.
Yeah. Okay.
Fine.
We skip it on Made in Abyss.
Guess we won't.
Hey guys, welcome to Best Girl segment. Where today it's Christmas, so everyone wins.
Oh,
pick
no.
your girl. I didn't pick one. They all win.
I got one.
I pick Lucy.
Okay.
I pick Charlie.
I pick Snoopy.
Yay!
We all
win.
Yay!
We did it.
Yay!
Merry Christmas.
Guys, we did it.
Because the most important part about this is that giving is better than receiving.
Yeah, and we're giving you a podcast.
Guys, we're giving you a whole extra episode this
year. You didn't ask for it.
You
didn't
want it.
We did the filler.
But you got it.
But we kind of had to do filler because we wanted to take a break, but iTunes will unsubscribe people.
He's on PS4. Can't wait to buy Big Chungus on PS4 right after I beat Spooderman.
Wait, is it really on PS4?
Yeah, dude. Check it out.
Yeah, Big Chungus now featuring Dante from Devil May Cry.
And Knuckles.
Big Chungus. PS4.
Made by Hello Games.
Oh, is this like a big meme?
Yeah, it's the December meme.
Is this like a big meme?
No,
I didn't hear about it at all. I never saw Big Chungus. I never seen Big Chungus.
Yeah, what's up, Doc? It's me, Big Chungus.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
Don't listen to him. He ain't Big Chungus. I am.
I'm Big Chungus.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I must hibernate for the winter.
Oh, my gosh.
Crunch.
Oh, my God, Lois.
Crunch. Oh, my God, Lois. It's Big Chungus. Anyway, this got off the rails like I assumed it would because we do that every single time.
I mean, remember that time we took a fucking quiz?
Hey, let's take a Charlie Brown quiz. Looking up one.
No. Okay, guys. No.
If you find one, we're doing it.
Charlie.
It's a bit new. I like
okay,
doing
guys.
Them. They're fun.
Okay, guys. I hope you enjoyed this extra bonus episode of the podcast. I gotta close this out before Pino finds
the
quiz.
We're not gonna go to the
I found one.
Anyway. No!
Which Peanuts character are you?
Let's do it.
Hold up. It's loading.
Yeah, fine.
Hooray. Merry
Send it in
Christmas.
The bot. Send it in the chat.
Why is Big Chungus Battle Royale?
Put it in the chat. Big Chungus Battle Royale.
It's 10 questions.
Big Chungus.
Please don't copy.
Send it to us.
Each other.
Send
don't,
it to
don't
us.
Don't copy each
guys.
Other. This will be graded by the end of the.
What should
the
we
year.
Ask people to email?
Yeah. You'll get your grades back by December 31st, 2018.
The dance floor suddenly clears out for solos. You grab your group of friends and jump in. Wouldn't know, you never went to dances. Oh, that's me.
Dude, I never went to dance. That's I'm picking
Push
that one.
Push your friend into circle Push and get everybody to chant his name. Stay against the wall you've been against all night. Do a dance you just invented. I don't
dance,
so I'm going to choose this one.
Yeah, but
you make a day of going to the Modern Art Museum, but this month they're showing an exhibit of solid white canvases. You paint them. You think they're not art. You think they're kind of cool. You adore them. They're existential brilliance. You don't really
get it.
I don't really get it.
I think they're kind of cool.
I don't really get it.
I think they're kind of cool.
Which of these movies is your favorite?
13 Going on 30.
Dude, Die Hard.
Clockwork Orange, Casablanca, Die Hard, or Alice in Wonderland.
Never seen Die Hard 1.
He ain't going to rush out. Die Hard.
I'm going 13 Going on 30.
Die Hard for sure.
I love me some Mark
Ruffalo.
You
use your cell phone primarily to order food and arrange plans.
As a calculator?
As a calculator.
Yeah, mine's mostly an alarm clock.
Trying to contact alien civilizations. Text your friends late at night to weigh down your pocket.
I do prefer to talk face to face.
Ironically.
Which of these musical events would you prefer to go to?
Wait, shoot. I didn't even pick one yet. A calculator.
A Mahler symphony. The Spice Girls reunion.
Barnyard
hoedown. A battle of the bands. A doo-wop concert.
I'm going to Spice Girls reunion. Come on.
By some fluke, you become a god in your next life. Your first god, act is destroying the earth and starting
quiz?
A new improved world. Dude, that's Cyrus from Pokemon Diamond Pearl.
Converting
Platinum.
Everyone to a religion that worships
that's
you.
That's me. No, this I want to bring peace to all. I'm a
making
peace
the weather
guy.
Sunny all the time, making square trees and purple people. That's just Minecraft. And bringing peace to all.
Brown bricks.
Bringing peace to all.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do
peace. Yeah, peace to all. We're just going to get the same fucking character
when you
again.
Work, you like to work alone and avoid all distractions. Listen to music or watch television. Work with a buddy, doodle, or make someone else do it for you. I listen to music always. I
avoid all distractions.
I'll draw this fancy
As you can tell by me, like, not responding on Discord for 2 hours. Yeah.
Your dream job is one where you get to work from home, motivate people to make a difference, work the most distinguished thinkers in your field, have a lot of power and control, express yourself, and play with ideas.
I want to express myself.
I guess express yourself is podcast related, so I'm going to
go with work with the most distinguished thinkers in your field.
A great second date.
Oh my god!
What's Jello wrestling? Can one of you? Is that like
Jello.
A sect act?
Jello. It's Jello. It's Jello.
Jello wrestling.
What does that mean? But why is this?
I already
wrestling?
Went ice skating and I got bruises everywhere. Your place or mine? Jeez, which Peanuts character is this?
Yeah, I know. I know. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, what?
I'm going Stargazer.
I want to pick Jello wrestling.
Okay.
Because I'm intrigued.
There's gonna be fan art. You're on the last question of the personality quiz. You are a little nervous to get the results. Pretty sure you know what the results will be.
I'm excited.
Does anyone take these things seriously? Answer them all wrong. Are excited.
I'm excited.
Wait to take another quiz. Does anyone take these things seriously?
I'm Schroeder.
Click my results.
Oh
my.
No! An analyzing
calculating
results.
I'm Charlie Brown!
I'm Schroeder, and you are Charlie Brown.
Is the Charlie Browniest?
I think I am.
Guys, can we all please tweet this?
No.
I'm not tweeting this.
Please.
No, I'm not.
You know what? I don't
want this
website.
Always optimistic and persistent.
I don't want this
and everything appreciates your simple sweetness. Sometimes, however, your anxieties get the best of you, and life's mysteries can confuse you. Yeah, you're right.
Christmas makes me sad.
Not the result I wanted.
Hey,
I wanna
can I read
a different
mine?
One. I'm going to pick Snoopy instead.
Can I read mine?
Sure.
Yes.
You are brilliant, ambitious, and brooding. Okay. That's me, all right.
Wait a second, that doesn't sound right.
You tackle tasks to extreme focus. Well, that actually...
That's a little real.
Yeah.
You're a little racist.
People don't always interest you as much as other... Well, yeah, I'm an introvert, so that's just a general introvert thing. So you can come off as aloof. I don't know...
He's
aloof.
He ate the gum.
Don't give it up, Luffy.
Gamu. Guys, we should take
Don't
what monster
up,
truck are you?
No, we need to get
Just
out.
Kidding. Anyway, guys, welcome to our final episode
of the podcast of the year.
The podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm glad that we did this.
It's fun.
Yeah, I'm
going
to
have
end
to cut
now.
I'm gonna have to cut off an hour and a half.
But if you cut off the personality quiz, I'm leaving the podcast.
We've only recorded for 47 minutes.
Wow.
Ah, get it?
This is ideal.
Anyway, guys, stay I hope you liked our little Christmas
special.
Don't
you understand tomorrow, sarcasm, Garb?
Shut up. Anyway, tomorrow you're going to see our real episode of Konosuba. Keep your eyes out for that. That's actually a really fun one we did
a week ago. You said Gurren Lagann.
I said Gurren Lagann.
No.
I mentioned Gurren Lagann.
No, Gurren Lagann's the next episode.
Oh,
that's a,
okay.
Guys, that's our secret.
I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
Stuff.
We mentioned it at the...
Guys,
oh.
No, guys, that's our Christmas present to you. You know we're watching Gurren Lagann in a couple weeks, so watch that.
I'm going to go watch One Piece again.
No! Anyway, the...
Row your boat.
The person selling all of his comics because he wants a girl to have mittens that he buys, well, that's Paido.
Spare change, ma'am. Wait, no, I can't say that.
The one looking at all the comics and being displeased at the lack of selection and variety, well, that's Garb.
Man, I really... Should I just move to a new town at this point just so there's better stores around me? Because nothing ever has what I need.
I'm sorry, this is a One Piece
store.
I'm
always trying to find... I still don't know if Barnes & Noble has JoJo Part 5.
They don't.
I still don't know. I don't think they do. Nothing ever has what I'm looking for.
And the crumpled up... page of Naruto under the pile of comic books. Well, that's me.
Hey, Boruto.
Believe
it. I almost stepped on this piece of trash. Oops, stepped on it.
No!
Sasuke!
Anyway, guys, thanks. Sasuke! Anyway, thanks for...
I can't believe Sasuke destroyed the podcast.
Guys, I can't believe Sasuke used a Sharingan.
Can't believe he took a shower.
He'd smell stinky.
Hey,
otherwise.
Do you think the Peanuts cast can...
Guys, I think the Peanuts cast could defeat Thanos
even
with the
Infinity
Gauntlet.
Do you think that they can defeat anyone in the Naruto cast?
Yeah, I think Snoopy can solo everybody in Naruto.
Yeah. The only one that I don't think he could solo would be the third Hokage.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because he's so old.
Oh.
Anyway, thanks guys for listening. This has been the Funky Anime Podcast Christmas Special. Anyway, thanks for listening. And make sure to come back tomorrow and stay fapping.